and I was failing. Everyone expected me to do great things, but I was not. And no one at home knew, but I was in danger of ruining my life from an earthly perspective, right? There go my dreams. There go the hopes of my community for me because of what I was doing. And I went into a deep depression. I felt that all was lost and that there was no way out. See, sin brings death. And it is only through Christ's forgiveness that we can be saved. And I know you've all heard John 3:16. For God gave his only begotten Son. sorry, I'll just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. See, God gave us this amazing gift in Christ to save us from our sins. I hadn't done that. I had not asked Christ into my heart. And the Lord let me go down. He let me suffer. He allowed me to get as far down as I could. Until I found myself one night alone. And I had lots of friends. But alone in a dark room in a dark place. And I just could not take it anymore. And I just remembered the lessons I had learned growing up. And I just stopped at that moment and I got on my knees. And I asked, I apologized, I repented for my sins. I said, God, I'm so sorry for the things that I've done. And I just ask you to forgive me. I know that you're God's only Son. I recognize that, and I just pray that you come into me, Lord. Help me. Save me, God. Help me get out of this situation I am in. Just take these sins away from me, Father. Come into me. I want to be yours. Please use me. And I just felt the Holy Spirit come over me. I felt the weight that I had borne just lifting from me. I felt that Holy Spirit coming into me. And I felt that depression that I had built up for so long starting to ease. From that point on, and I don't know if there are other people here that have dealt with depression, but it doesn't just go away.
Well,
it doesn't just, immediately. So when I would have those feelings, now that I have Christ in my heart, I would stop every time. And I would say, oh, Father, please help me. Help rid me of this depression. Help just take this from me. You know, stop those thoughts. And every time, I felt better. And I kept doing it until finally there was no depression at all. And I have not had it since college. And I'm not saying that it could be some people need medication for depression. I'm not saying that. I'm not. What you do is what you do. But for me, the Lord saved me, both spiritually and physically, cured me of depression. Because every time I felt that, I would stop and I would pray, Father, help me. Take these thoughts away from me. And he did every single time until they were gone for good. So he truly saved me. So I want to read a couple of verses here. One is Revelation 3, 20 through 21. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. And another, John 11, 25 through 26. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And he finishes by asking, do you believe this? Folks, if you believe this, there is one place you are going to go, and that is heaven to be with the Lord. That is paradise. So I just want to impart to you, if you are feeling, if you have felt this pulling towards Christ, listen to that voice. Listen to that pull. Answer that call. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Listen to that call. Follow it. Answer it. All a person has to do is accept this gift that Christ has offered us. And Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved, by God's grace, through faith. And it is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. This, what the Holy Spirit gives us, this salvation, it is a gift. And the only thing you have to do is open that door and step right in and accept his gift. That's what you have to do. So if you have been thinking, if you have felt yourself drawn to Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit. Answer that door. Walk right in. The Holy Spirit was calling me. He let me go to the ground. And finally, when I had fallen far enough, I got my wits with me and I answered. I answered that call. So I want to now add that God has a plan for each one of us. There's no doubt in my mind, especially looking back now on my life, I became interested in other cultures from a young age. I started collecting postage stamps from countries all over the world. And you know, that sounds like a little thing. But I believe the Lord was kindling my interest in other people and other cultures. I started doing that in the third grade. I was about 8 years old. And so my interest in other cultures developed. I had parents who encouraged me, who were supportive of me. They let me become an exchange student to Austria. Christ was with me. The Holy Spirit was with me. He had a plan for me. There were challenges in my life, as I have just stated. That is a part of the plan. God, He allowed me to fall, but he was waiting for me. He was there. There are people in my life who have caused me to consider Christ. People before I had accepted Christ, who would who taught me about Jesus. My grandmother taught me the Lord's Prayer. But then there are other friends who I believe the Lord put on them to ask questions of me. I remember when I was an exchange student, Another friend of mine asked, "Do you really believe in Jesus?" And I was 16 years old, and you know, no one had ever asked me that question. No one had ever really, and she was not a Christian. But I don't know, no one had asked me that before. And it made me think. I had never honestly, I grew up in the church. I had heard the lessons, but no one ever asked me, are you a Christian? And I said, well, I think so. But it caused me to think. Sorry. It was a part of my plan. I met my wife, Melissa. And the Lord was with me. I could have never imagined finding such a Christian, wonderful woman and family. And the Lord brought us here to where we are today. The Lord put me in a position to have a job at the Center for Politics, where I'm working with people from all over the world. My life trajectory had gone in a different direction. I was working for an environmental organization. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it was not my passion. But the Lord brought me back into the interests, into the passions that I have, back into working with people from other countries, and gave me opportunities to get to know so many wonderful people and wonderful cultures. The Lord placed in my path a Chinese friend named Wen Chang Wu. Wen Chang was a Fulbright scholar here at UVA, and there used to be a program called the International Hospitality Program, where new international students would be connected to a local family or an individual. And we decided to participate, and we had no choice of the person who we received. But we ended up with Wen Chang. And Wen Chang opened my eyes and interest to China. We became very close friends. We actually took him with us to Oklahoma at Christmas time, the year he was here. We became very close. And before I knew him, I had no connection to Chinese culture at all. I believe Wen Chang was a part of God's plan for me. He opened my eyes to China. Having the opportunity to go to Liberty University and to study global studies for a master's degree. You mentioned a while ago the Cub Scout meetings. Okay. Cub Scouts. So I'm a Cub Scout leader. And each month there is a meeting in Charlottesville of the area adult leaders. And they used to take place at First Baptist Church on Park Street. And I remember when I would go to those meetings that outside was a sign that says Chinese Gospel Church. I remembered that. Our meetings began taking place at a different church, but that's something that struck me. That I thought, wow, that's very interesting. And here we are. Here we are together today. I think back to our very first meeting together when we had lunch. And Ashong was there, and Hui, and Jen, and Ben, you might have been there. I'm not sure. Dayu, maybe? I don't remember. Anyway, A lot of our friends were there, and we chatted with each other to try and figure out what we could do together. And it just came together. And here we are all together today, each one of us as individuals. God's plan for me and for you has intersected at this moment, in time. This past year, our plan has intersected. And it is it's been such a blessing for me. And we've done a lot this past year. It's been a blessing to work with the youth. It's been so much fun. And to teach Bible study, to work with the English class, to get together with the men of the church for our morning devotionals, our morning breakfast, where we would work towards unification. You know, these are precious times, and we're still doing them. But I want to thank you all. There are a couple of verses I want to read to you. And sometimes, actually, this entry. Sometimes we think we want something, or we think we're going in a certain direction, and the Lord says, "No, you need to go this way." Well, I will tell you the truth. This church was not the first church that I asked, that I looked, that I investigated working with. There was another church, an African church, that I communicated with. And I tried to make contact with them multiple times, and I never received any contact at all. I never got a response.
It wasn't my fault.
It was not. But I want to read this to you. This is Acts 16, 6 through 10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, he got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. I see this situation with the African church kind of similarly. Clearly, I was not meant to be there. And Lord knows it's been a blessing. And another about our purpose. This is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and I'm almost done. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Submit to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. He has a plan for each of us. And if you have not yet accepted Christ, again, that pull in your heart is that Holy Spirit. Listen to that call. You can do it anytime by yourself, with a deacon. Admit you're a sinner. Recognize Christ as God's Son. Ask Him into your heart. I want to thank people. I want to give some thank yous now, specifics. I want to thank Pastor Mark Long for serving as my mentor this past year. He's not just a mentor to me, but he's been a fantastic teacher, even without just teaching me. He has been such a wonderful example, and I learned so much from you, Mark. So I really appreciate you taking responsibility for me and taking on that role. It was a blessing. It was meant to be. I want to thank the co-workers, the deacons of both churches, and the times we had together. You taught me so much. I learned so much from you. You know, there were fun times. There were challenging times. But every time when troubles would come, we would go to the Lord. And he was there for us, guiding our way. And he is still doing it. To think where we were almost a year ago now with our two churches and where we are today and where we're going. It's been a true journey. I want to thank my friends that I've gained in the church for all that you've done for me, whether it's been interpreting or conversations, getting to know you, getting to know your testimony, our dinners together. I've loved them, and I want to continue them. I want to thank my colleague Mary. Mary continually urged me to go back to college. She, as you can tell, Mary, special person, outspoken, and I think she pushed me for a couple of years. She kept saying, "Damon, you need to go back and earn your master's degree." And finally, I did it. So thank you. I want to thank my friend Dania for being so supportive of me and for encouraging me when things got so busy and I started to wonder if I could do it. She would always be there for me with encouraging words, and Dania is a true Christian. Thank you. I want to thank my in-laws. I have wonderful in-laws. I have to say. Amen. Not everyone can say that. I will take the moment to say it. I do. And just, you've been so complimentary of me and supportive, and I really appreciate when you say you're proud of me.
We are.
Well, thank you. And of course, I want to thank my family, Melissa, Hayden, and Hudson. I worked on my master's degree for 4.5 years. I stretched it out to let UVA pay for it as much as possible. But naturally, when you do all these things, when you take these classes, when, you know, it takes me away from them. So they have sacrificed a lot of many hours and days if you add them up. So I want to thank you for your patience and your love and our fun times together. I'm very blessed with my family.
Amen.
And I just want to thank all members of the church. You've treated me so wonderfully, and I can't imagine having been anywhere else. The Lord meant for me to be here. So I just want to thank you all. And I'll conclude with a brief prayer. Father in heaven, I want to thank you, Lord, for just allowing me the opportunity to just become friends with so many wonderful people, Lord, to be a part of your mission, Father. I just thank you for this church, Lord, and every person in it, everyone that I've gotten to know and become friends with, Father. I just pray that you touch them, Lord, that you strengthen them in their journey forward, wherever it may be, if it's here or abroad or wherever, Father. Just be with them Father, I thank you for all the people in my life who have helped me, Father, who have carried me along the way, who have provided encouragement or patience, or have taught me, Lord. I just thank you for each one of them. Father, I pray that you bless this church, Lord. Bless this church and its people. Strengthen it. Let it be the light to the Chinese community that you want it to be. Let this church, Father, share the word with so many people that it is in need of building its own church, Father. Lord, I just pray that you continue to be with the members and the leaders and just, Father, everyone who is involved in this mission. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings you've given me. And I just pray for this church, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, everyone.